I'd like to defer to Dr. Heather Dees. Heather's really been doing a tremendous job, really getting the word out and learning from what has happened before. So she's the one who helped set a lot of this up here today, so I'd like to give her a hand for doing all this work. Really ask her to answer the question.
Interesting. I have to remember that tactic. I think briefly, this is what we're trying to do. I mean, exactly this. It's just more opportunities for people to ask more questions and have their voices heard and issues addressed. So that's what we're trying, and I think everybody should try to organize conversations, you know, for themselves to get their own questions answered, and you know, with their neighbors or friends, and suggest more ideas. Because I think I don't know how many of you have ever met Paul Anderson, who is the director of Maine Sea Grant University of Maine. He's been working with these guys at a series of local meetings here that are taking place in the next couple of weeks. But you know, he said to me the other day, offshore wind can happen in Maine and we can all feel that it's something that's happening to us, or offshore wind could happen here in Maine and it could be something that we feel like we're doing for ourselves. And there does seem to be a question right now about sort of which way we'll go on that. And so I think, you know, if it's going to happen, I certainly prefer to have it be something we decide we want to do for ourselves. And I think that's where the conversation's at right now. So, more questions?